Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian on this fine Wednesday afternoon, but joined by Evan on the board and you on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. So we got a new lawsuit by Attorney General Josh Call on behalf of the state of Wisconsin looking to hold PFAS manufacturers responsible and legally liable for the cleanup efforts that is going to cost billions of dollars to clean up the PFAS out of the environment here in the state of Wisconsin. So that's going on. We've also got the U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Representative Mark Pocan leading the way in Washington, D.C. on trying to codify same-sex marriage federally after Justice Clarence Thomas signaled last month that Obergefell, the 2015 decision allowing same-sex marriage, to be revisited by the very political, very conservative U.S. Supreme Court. And so those are a number of the headlines that we're getting into. But up next, I want to get to what's going on with Ron Johnson at the federal level. And we've got a little update about Rojo kind of flipping on a previous support that he had for a candidate to fill the position of U.S. District Attorney in the western part of Wisconsin, Western District of Wisconsin. And so this is, again, over at the Wisconsin State Journal. And I find it interesting, and I got a question for the audience once we get through it as well. But the headline over at the State Journal, Ron Johnson to oppose U.S. attorney nominee, calling her a political partisan. Reading from the piece, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson will not support a Madison-based attorney's nomination to become a federal prosecutor in Wisconsin after initially recommending her because of the political partisanship she displayed in since-deleted tweets, Johnson said on Tuesday. So this is a story updated as of yesterday. In the tweets, attorney Sopan Shah, whom President Joe Biden nominated to become the U.S. attorney for the U.S. District Court in the Western District of Wisconsin, refers to the January 6, 2021 Capitol insurrection as, quote, terrorism. Evan, is it hyper-political? Is it showing political partisanship to call domestic terrorists?
Only if you play that game. You know what I mean? That's, we just got to be unapologetic and call this what it is. We really can't step up to the bat and take a swing at these retorts. Oh, you're being partisan. Nope. We're just telling it how it is.
If you ransack the U.S. Capitol, that's domestic terrorism.
Domestic terrorism.
If you're a U.S. citizen that ransacks the U.S. Capitol, that's domestic terrorism.
If you're dropping pipe bombs at the RNC.
Yeah, we still don't know who left the RNC and DNC pipe bombs. That is still unknown information. I don't know. We got to keep looking at Ginny Thomas's text messages, I think. But maybe we'll find something there. Calling domestic terrorism is not hyper-partisan. Like, I'm sorry, that's not political partisan. If you call the domestic terrorists tourists and try to downplay it, I think that's pretty partisan. But calling a spade is not political partisanship. It's just not to me. And so U.S. Senator Ron Johnson initially had recommended attorney Sopan Shah to be the U.S. attorney for the Western District of Wisconsin, but he's pulling his support. And this is interesting because it's July of 2022. The Biden administration has been in charge since January of last year, 2021. So we're going on 18 months here that the Biden administration should have had a U.S. attorney in every district, in my opinion. By 18 months into an administration, the appointments like a U.S. attorney should be made. Like, that should not be an appointment that is still waiting, especially when you've got complaints on the Republican side of a lot of issues saying, well, law and order, why is there so much criminal backlog? Why aren't more cases going through? It's all the... And then just complaining about the process, as CJ calls it. It's a Democrat world. And it just completely ignores, and it's just erasure of the fact that people like U.S. Senator Ron Johnson are just dragging their feet for appointments and confirming the process for U.S. attorneys like this case right here. And I find it fascinating because I don't know who could benefit from not having a U.S. attorney for the Western District of Wisconsin. Trying to think of one particular, I don't know, maybe congressional candidate that again running, who was used campaign funds to go to D.C. To be on the grounds of the Capitol after Trump's speech at the Ellipse. Derek Van Orden.
Oh, yes.
Congressional candidate for Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district, Western Wisconsin. I would believe that this U.S. attorney would be the prosecutor for that area where Derek Van Orden is running in for Congress. I find it fascinating that we do not have a U.S. attorney for the area that would be leading the charge in an investigation like that. I'm not saying it's completely directly related, but if the thought crossed my mind, I can't imagine that the thought hasn't crossed the mind of Senator Johnson and the people in his orbit or the people in Derek Van Orden's orbit saying, hey, well, if we delay a U.S. attorney for the Western District of Wisconsin, maybe that's a good thing for us. Maybe we can prevent prosecutors looking into illegal actions taken by, say, a campaign in 2020, traveling, using campaign funds to travel to Washington, D.C., and go to and participate in the insurrection at the Capitol. That apparently, according to U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, if you call it terrorism, that's partisan politics. You can't do that. And that will prevent him from, it'll make him change course and reverse his support for a candidate to be the next U.S. attorney for the Western District of Wisconsin. I just find that fascinating. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. No Brian this afternoon, but got Evan on the board and you on the phone lines. 844-967-2789. You could be like our friend Jeannie in Eau Claire. Jeannie, what's on your mind today?
Hi, I just had a comment on Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, coming from the guy who tried to give the fraudulent electoral votes from not only Wisconsin, but from Michigan, I don't know where the heck he got those from, to Pence to overturn our election, our legal election. So I don't have much confidence in that guy, and the sooner we get him the heck out of there, I think the better off our state and our country is going to be. So hope people get out and vote and get that guy out of there, because we'll be a lot better off. And anyway, you guys have a great day, and thank you for all the work. You're doing great subjects today and news. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jeannie. And yeah, it's coming. That is a comment directly from Western Wisconsin. So we appreciate you, Jeannie. And that is another excellent point. That is a fascinating point. I U.S. Senator Ron Johnson may not want a U.S. attorney in the Western District for Wisconsin, because maybe that would include a prosecutor that would be looking into his role in the Capitol insurrection. My first thought was, it was Derek Van Orden, but Senator Ron Johnson playing trying to prevent prosecution of his own action or people finding out more, because I think Rojo's office was blindsided by the fact that the U.S. House Select Committee on January 6th included that information, sharing that he had texted the staff for his staff had texted the staff for Vice President at the time, Mike Pence, trying to hand deliver those fraudulent electors.
And he still hasn't recovered.
He doesn't. He's reeling a little bit for that one.
He was on the ramp up. He was making appearances. He was getting snarky with journalists. He was having the time of his life. And then this thing hits. And I mean, the stammering, you know.
He doesn't have a good answer. He's running away. Like,
trying to open locked doors.
He went out of, he went out of, the opening locked doors was good too. In the U.S. Capitol bill, or in the U.S. Senate's office building, trying to run into those doors. But then also, him just fleeing out the back door of a campaign event, like that video, and he just gets in his car. It's not a minivan, but it's like, I think it was like a Toyota Venza or something like that. He jumps in and he's just driving away. It's just like press just trying to ask him some questions about his involvement. And when the U.S. House Select Committee released that information, Rojo didn't really have a good response. He still doesn't. He's jumped from talking point to talking. Well, not even. He's not even jumping from talking points.
He's been quiet.
He's just baffling. Anytime he's asked about it, it was a non-story. It was my intern. It was just chief of staff's first day. Is,
why
did you
just leave me alone?
It was a Pennsylvania congressman, I swear. It was their fault, not mine. And so definitely a variety of different responses from the senator after that news was released. But going back to the phone lines, we got our friend Wisco Paul calling in. Wisco, what's on your mind today? Wisco Paul, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. No, I was going to thank you, Jeannie, by the way. That's what I was thinking. And because of Rojo, don't forget to go vote. I'm picking a candidate out that can beat that clown because he's just, I don't know, something's wrong in his head, is all I can say. So thanks, guys.
Absolutely, Wisco. Appreciate your call. You can be like Wisco Paul, 844-967-2789. It's definitely important, like I said, to lead off the show today. Today is the final day to register by mail or online here in the state of Wisconsin if you want to register ahead of the August 9th partisan primary. Wisconsin is a same-day voter registration state, so you can absolutely still register with your local clerk leading up to through early voting, as well as voting in person on August 9th. But if you do want to register by mail or online, today is the deadline to do so. So voting in that partisan primary is going to be very crucial. I'm looking forward to seeing which candidate is going to make it out of the Democratic partisan primary for that nomination. I think last Sunday night's debate was a pretty good debate. I've got my choice narrowed down between two candidates. I haven't made up my mind yet, but there's definitely a lot of that of who can take down Ron Johnson, who can unseat the senator, and taking that into consideration with where they're going to vote and who they're going to vote for when it comes to that primary. But it's definitely going to be interesting to see, because Rojo flipping on this U.S. attorney for the Western District of Wisconsin, but also it's going to be interesting. Honestly, I'm a little disappointed myself for not knowing that the Western District of Wisconsin did not have a confirmed U.S. attorney already, with 18 months into the Biden administration. It's just another tactic out of the GOP's playbook here in the state of Wisconsin and nationally, because we see it in play with Frederick Prent just being allowed to be on the Natural Resources Board here in the state of Wisconsin more than a year beyond his term. And it's just the delay tactic to prevent any appointments by Democratic officials, either from the Evers administration or the Biden administration. It is in full force by the GOP playbook. And the August 9th election is going to be extremely important. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. No Brian this afternoon. If you want to join the show, we got one more segment coming up here quickly on the break before that final segment. 844-967-2789, taking your calls and text messages. But I got one more story that I want to give an update, and we're going to preview it now and then get into it in the final segment of the day. But Tim Michaels had a campaign event in southeastern Wisconsin talking about the Foxconn project. And you're never going to guess where the construction executive came down on the Foxconn. Kind of interesting to hear Tim Michaels' comments about it. But gonna get into that as well as, maybe if we've got time for it, a Gableman update, but definitely not calling it the I word. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, 844-967-2789. Final segment of the day coming up. Plenty of time for your phone calls. This is Dueling Tangents.